when you look at what you guys have had to go through to get to where you are right now, and all the adversity you've had to go through, the volume of quality players you've lost to get to this level, how special has this been?
I think it just shows the type of team that we do have. And, you know, I think this organization set us up great with having a guy like Nick Foles come in when we lost a guy like Carson. Having Big V step up when, you know, we lose a guy like Jason Peters, who is, to me, the best left tackle of all time. You know, linebacker, running back. You know, we're just set up that, listen, the next guy's got to step in, and everybody around's just got to play that much better to make up for it. And that's what we've done to this point. We just got to continue to do it.
You haven't had that in a long time since you've been here, have you? That kind of depth, versatility on this team.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's really a credit to the guys that are stepping into the position and really playing well. So they've done a great job.
Brent, have you seen a drastic change in Nelson? It seems like, to us, the way he carries himself, the way he talks, the way he's obviously practicing, the way he's especially playing on the field, it seems like a different player. I don't know if it's confidence. I don't know if it's all of the above. But do you see that?
I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, even when, you know, things do go wrong for him, he's just pushing it to the side and saying next play. And I think that's something we can all learn from, myself included. You know, if something goes wrong, just listen, flush it and move on to the next one. And I think he's done a great job of doing that. And, I mean, look at his stats this year and what he's done.
Was there a noticeable difference in him in the offseason? Could you tell early on that he was primed?
Yeah, I think you could tell in the offseason workouts. Running great routes, catching everything. He's just kept it going. He's done a good job.
Thank you.
What do you think Christmas night is going to be like at the link?
It's going to be electric, just like it is every week. No different.
Brian, I know Gunner asked you about Nick's 7-touchdown game. What's it like now knowing you were a part of that, kind of looking back at it?
I mean, it's cool, I guess. I really don't look back on those type of games. I mean, I don't know.
What do you remember from that game?
Like I said before, I remember I think I had the first touchdown, and then, you know, there's six more after that. But I just remember we won the game. It was a good game.
Speaking of Christmas, best gift you ever received as a kid growing up?
Oh, I got a motorcycle. This is when I was young. I got a little Honda 50cc, and that was the last motorcycle I ever got. I was disappointed in that because I wanted to ride motorcycles my whole life. But I guess Santa, a.k.a., didn't like it, so wasn't allowed.